All right, we got them coming in droves now. This is fantastic. I'm gonna mute the lines. Let's go make sure I'm muting the right lines. Oh, let's see here. Mute is. We'll go to. Okay, great. All the callers are muted right now, so we'll have some Q&A time here in a little bit, and we'll just take off. First of all, before we go any further, Jason Day is with us, and he is on the line. Jason, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role there at Outreach.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm 20 years in ministry, the majority of that time as a lead pastor. And I came on board with Outreach as the director of ministry development. And I get to do a lot of fun things, travel around and speak and meet up with a lot of pastors. But one of the big things I do is similar to what I've had the opportunity to do with Scott, you and your team there at Georgia Baptist, and that is develop partnerships with organizations, ministry organizations, church planting networks, different denominational groups, to kind of come alongside and help resource pastors and churches to share the hope of Christ with their communities. So we're committed to equipping every church to reach every person with the gospel. And that's why we're super excited about the big invite and uniting to reach 1 million people there in Georgia. It's exciting for us. I get to give updates to our team here. We have probably about a little over 140 people that work here at our organization, and I get to share updates about what's going on in the Georgia Baptist churches with this campaign and this project, and it's a lot of fun. So that's what I do, and I'm here to help in any way possible. And
fantastic.
And, glad to be a part. I actually pastored in Georgia for a time. It was my first lead pastorate as a young man. I was a youth minister for many years, and I pastored in Gainesville for a couple of years. So Georgia's in my heart. So
great.
Exciting to be a part.
Yeah, man, we absolutely love it. We've had a thrill of a time working with you guys, and just, you know, you guys, you know, have been here at our offices. We've had some sit down time together, and we appreciate everything you guys are doing. Let me do a little bit of housekeeping, then we'll jump in. We still have a lot of people that are coming on the line right now. The lines are muted right now, which is fantastic. You know, you guys are not, you know, whatever noises you're making is fine, but we're going to give you the chance to unmute yourself here one at a time to ask questions. This is going to be interactive. Again, I'm Scott Smith, your consultant in evangelism ministries at the Georgia Baptist Mission Board, and a few things. Number one, of course, and we've still got people joining our Facebook group. So if you go to Facebook and in the Facebook search bar, put in the Big Invite Easter Campaign Group or something similar to that, the Big Invite Easter Campaign Group, you're going to be able to join that group. You request to join. We approve it pretty quickly, and you're in the group. Jason's going to be in that group as well. He catches some of the questions that come through related to them. What happened is we're getting a lot of emails and questions and folks asking for advice. And a lot of the questions that were coming to me were just honestly could only be answered at Outreach regarding everything from can we use every door direct mail to postcard sizes to how many do we order to when do they need to go and drop the, you know, how to, you know, what about the discounts and the deals and all that sort of thing. And Jason, in a minute, I'm going to ask you to outline and give us any deadlines related to the current discounts and deals that are going on, so everybody knows. In the meantime, guys, if you've not been through the quick start section of the Big Easter or the biginvite.org/Easter, that's the link. Again, that's a private link. You can share that with your team, but don't share that with other pastors. We're trying to make sure everybody registers on the site, because when they register on the site, they get the email updates. And we want to be emailing the group. Now, we've had some deliverability problems, so we're now emailing. We were at iContact. Now we're emailing out of MailChimp. It seems to have a better deliverability rate. We've been sending emails, so hopefully you're getting those. If you're not getting any emails from me through that system, then you need to let me know at my email address, which is ssmith@gabaptist.org. That's ssmith@gabaptist.org. Let me know that you're not getting the emails. Check when you log in that important updates section. We're going to be posting things that we email that are critical up in that section, so that if you're only logging in and not getting emails for whatever reason, then you're able to see those updates. But you can take that link, thebiginvite.org/Easter, which is the Easter plan, and share that with your team leaders or staff or whoever's running the ball down the field on this Big Invite campaign. So hopefully you guys, if you haven't yet, are about to show the Easter commercial in your church. We've got a few people that are not in Georgia and that are using this campaign, interestingly enough, and which we love. That's great. But, you know, obviously the commercial, it talks about Georgia Baptist. So if you're in the state and you can run a video in your sanctuary on Sundays, then I encourage you to run that video. It's great promo, gets everybody excited, and then start the process. Week 7 does not begin, as you know, with any of the mailings. It actually begins with a prayer card, prayer campaign. And so that's a good way to get started and going. And you've got a little bit of time left, but not a whole lot. So, Jason, tell us first of all, what are the dates and timelines everybody needs to be paying attention to now, and what are the current discounts and specials that you're running on the materials?
Yeah, definitely. So probably the first date and deadline to kind of put out there is we are running a promotion on mailers right now, so postcard invitations to be mailed to homes. And it's actually the deepest discount we've done, and it's, you know, for the Easter season. But the one thing that those who are on the call today need to know is that discount goes away in 1 day, 15 hours, 20 minutes, and 53 seconds. So really, by tomorrow.
What's the end time? That's what I'm doing
tomorrow,
math. Is
tomorrow's
horrible
the day.
In my head.
Tomorrow. Yeah, so, I mean, Friday's the day, right? So we need to have everything in by Friday. Now, the beauty for those who are part of your campaign, I mean, the Big Invite Easter, is that the designs are already prepared. I mean, your designers worked with our designers, spent a lot of time putting those together. So it's pretty plug and play. For Georgia Baptist pastors and churches that they can call in. It's probably going to be the wisest thing to do is to call in if you want to take advantage of that discount. It's $995 to reach 5,000 homes. And then there's a shipping. We actually ship. Our mail house prepares and processes all of the mailings, and then we have to ship them to the local U.S. Post Office, and so it's $150 for the shipping. So all in, it comes to $1,145 to reach 5,000 homes, which is a killer deal. If you've done any direct mail, you know that that's a killer deal. That includes the saturated mailing list, and that's using your nonprofit authorization so that we can get nonprofit mailing. And if you have any questions on that, one of our outreach specialists can walk you through that and help you help you get that all set up. Many of you probably already have it set up. You may or may not know it, but if you don't, we can help you get that done. So,
if they don't, so there's still time. If they don't have, if they've never gone to the trouble to get their nonprofit mailing permit, a couple things. Number one, if they get it, if you guys help them get it, they keep that and can use it indefinitely, right?
Exactly. Yep. Once you have it, it's on file with us, and every mailing you do, you get that discounted rate. So.
And they can even use it locally. Like if it's their permit, and there's
exactly.
Still time in the process to get that done and get their cards out on time, right? For most.
Oh, definitely. Without a
okay.
doubt. Without a doubt.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
So there's that deal. Like I said, if you guys want to jump on that deal. Then you're going to want to try to call in, I would recommend today. And like I said, because the designs are already set up, really what you will be doing is going online. We have an online editor. So it'll pull up the postcard design. And you can go right online, and if you want to change some of the verbiage, if you want to upload your church logo, we can create a map for your church location. You can do all that online, and it's kind of all set up. Very simple, very easy, very intuitive, and you'll be set and good to go. So.
All right. Fantastic. All right, here's what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to open up the lines, and so if there's any background noise, if you could cut down on that, if there's some way you can shut a door or whatever, but you can mute your line either by using your mute function directly on your phone, or after I unmute the lines, you can press *6 to remute yourself. All right, *6 will remute yourself in just a second. So I'm going to unmute the lines here. Let's see here. Okay. Great. I don't think we're having any background noise unless some of you, you know, if you're using a speakerphone, you might want to change that. What questions do we have right now? Just chime in with your name and where you're from and go ahead and ask your question to Jason.
Jason, I am Dennis Wall of Living Proof Church in Tyrone, Georgia. By the way, our pastor's name is. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Get a little bit closer into the mic on your phone and say that again if you don't mind.
Okay. Good morning. I am Danny Stovall, Outreach Pastor, Living Proof Church in Tyrone, Georgia. Scott, actually, our pastor there is Scott Smith as well.
Yeah, I know Scott. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, I'll pray for you, brother.
Yeah, I'll pray for you. You got to live with him.
Hey, listen, he's a great guy, man. I have one basic question. I am in Tyrone, Georgia, which is a relatively small community. Can you tell me if any other churches in Tyrone are participating in this big invite?
Yeah, I will go ahead and speak to that, and I'm gonna. I tell you what, we're gonna go back to. Let's see here. Okay, we're gonna remute. We did have some background noise, and guys, you'll be able to unmute yourself to ask a question by pressing *6. So when you're ready to ask a question, press *6. Here's the number one question I'm getting, and that is, what if another church in the area is doing this campaign, the Start Your New Beginning campaign? First of all, I don't know, because we've got now approaching 850 churches signed up on the Big Invite campaign. So it's a huge list of churches, and we haven't gone through those and mapped them out. We don't really have a way to do that. But here's what I'm telling folks, and I think this is something that you need to consider. First of all, if a recipient, for instance, gets two postcards from the same church, or from two different churches, rather, same postcard, two different churches, first of all, I think that shows a lot of unity on the part of local Baptist churches. That's the first thing I'll say. But second of all, if they're getting the same postcard, here's my question. Which of those two churches they're getting those postcards from are doing the other pieces? Let's be really honest. This is unfortunate, but it's true. Most of the churches that have signed up for the Big Invite will not do all the pieces. In other words, they'll just do postcards and banners, or they'll just do bumper stickers. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to do all the pieces, because that's just the law of averages. It's the old 80-20 rule. 20% do 80% of the work. That's just how it is. So I'm challenging churches, be the church that does all the pieces. This is not an expense. This is an investment. Quite frankly, if this campaign attracts just one tithing family to your church, or a family that's converted and becomes tithers or whatever, it more than pays for itself, okay? So if you've got the budget and you can do it, do all the pieces. Do the door hangers. Do the invite cards. Do the postcards. Saturate the area. The church that does that wins the day, okay? But if a person does get a postcard, for instance, from two different churches, a second set of criteria is going to kick in, helping them make a decision about which church to go to, such as, well, my aunt attends Calvary, so I'm going to go to Calvary. Or I got a card from, you know, Living Proof, and they're the closest to my house, so I'm going to go to that church. They're going to go to one or the other, but they probably wouldn't have gone at all if they hadn't have got the postcard. So even if you're one of the other churches sending to the same address, you've got a 50% chance, or even better, depending on them visiting your church, especially if you're doing all the other pieces. If they're seeing your bumper stickers, they're seeing your door hangers, if they're seeing your invite cards, and that sort of thing. So that's my answer to that. But I don't know. I mean, it'd be tough to go in and search, you know, to see, you know, what other churches in the area are participating. And just because they've signed up, we really don't know what pieces they're doing. And I hope that answers your question. Now, everybody's line is muted. So, brother, if you've got more to your question, feel free to hit star six on your phone and unmute yourself. That should work. Let me see if I can go to Q&A mode. All right. I think there we go.
On that a little bit,
yeah,
Tim.
Go ahead. Take off.
Yeah. So, you know, we've done partnerships like this with obviously other denominational organizations where they have similar questions, that there might be a little bit of overlap depending on where, you know, where churches are and where churches are mailing.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have seen is, it kind of goes back to the, I think the very first point you're making, Scott, is that there's nothing wrong with someone getting multiple mailers. We're kind of all in this thing together, right? This is for the kingdom. And when people get multiple mailers, it demonstrates that, hey, there are multiple churches out here that are that care about our community, right? And
right.
So it's one of those things where we're better together, right? And so I would really, really encourage pastors not to shy away from that, because it actually becomes a huge benefit in a way, because you have multiple messaging, and then, as Scott said, the person is going to make a decision which of those churches they happen to attend based on proximity or some other relationship, that type of a thing. But just those that multiple messaging just helps the church as a whole. You know what I mean? Helps all churches. So I really encourage. It's funny because we get that question whenever we do things like this quite a bit. And it's just kind of processing through and thinking through and remembering that, hey, if, you know, one of our mailing routes that we end up hitting overlaps someone else's mailing route, well, that's just a blessing because everyone on that mailing route gets multiple touches from churches and encouragement to consider church, consider Christ, consider, you know, Easter and what that means. So.
Right. Great. But thank you for that.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've actually got, a Q&A queue here from, 706-399-3990. I'm going to unmute you right now. Talk to me. Wait.
Good morning, Brother Scott. My name is Billy Atkins, Pastor Jamestown Baptist in Waycross, Georgia. Good morning to you and Jason.
Thank you.
Question about the postcards. We are looking at doing maybe 1,000 to 1,500, which is obviously not 5,000. But my question is related to the demographics and locating where to concentrate those, you know, I'm asking about the saturated list and all of that and how those tie into the postcard. Can you give me some guidance there?
Definitely. So here we have this this awesome tool. Any of our outreach specialists can kind of walk you through this. You have the absolute freedom to choose where the postcards drop. We have some pastors who, because of the location of their church, you know, they want some postcards to hit some mailing routes right around the church, but then they have some particular communities that they've done some outreach experiences and some, you know, outreach campaigns in, and so they want to mail it into this other community, which may be further away from the church. And so you can actually go in, and if you want to mail 1,000, you can mail 1,000. If you want to mail 500, you can mail 500. If you want, you know, 2,500, whatever that number is, and you can actually go in and look at a map and select the exact neighborhoods, you know, based on mailing routes, the exact places that you want, and it gives you like a tally as to how many residences, how many homes are in those areas. And so let's say you talk with your elders, your church board, and you decide, you know, your budget, we want to mail 1,500. You can go in and begin to look at that map and, you know, pull up the location of your church and start selecting mailing routes that make the most sense for you, and it'll tally up, and you'll see whenever you hit right around 1,500, and you'll be set, that map can be saved, and those are the homes that will be mailed. So the technology on this is phenomenal when it comes to demographics. And incidentally, you can even move further along. Now, for an Easter mailing, for this mailing, I think just general homes is probably the best. But let's say you were looking to do a VBS mailing or this summer, or you're doing some sort of fall festival, you know, family fall festival, you can actually choose to only send to families that have children in the home. And so you aren't, you know, quote unquote, wasting a mailing piece to a home where, you know, they may not be really interested in a family activity. And so you can reach more homes in that way. So that's just, but again, with the Easter campaign, I would highly recommend, and the vast majority of our churches, you know, mail to all homes because everyone, you know, Easter connects with everyone.
Right.
But it's a very, very, it's a simple process. Our outreach specialist can walk you through that completely. It can be completely customized to your church location, what makes the most sense for you to mail into geographically. And they can definitely answer your questions and provide guidance because we've done this with literally tens of thousands of churches. So they're, you know, some best practices that they'd be happy to kind of walk you through, and they know what questions to ask and how to respond to your questions that help make sure that your mailing's, you know, as effective as it possibly can be.
Well, thank you very much, Jason. We're planning on doing the we're planning on mailing out to a wider area. Then we're gonna do the door hangers and walk and walk an area too and do the door hangers. We're trying to do a double dip here.
That's perfect. That's the best route to go. Multiple touches is by far the key. So well done.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, next call is from 912-634-2833. There's not a name with it, but go ahead and give us your question.
Hey, Scott. This is Whit Chapman, pastor of Frederica Baptist Church on St. Simon's Island.
All right, Whit.
Yeah.
Straight
we
from the island,
wanted
man.
To ask about – go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Take off.
We wanted to ask about the bumper stickers, we've checked around the outreach site. Jason, you might be able to address this. Are there any – like window cling-on stickers available instead of bumper stickers?
I mean, it's really up to you if you want to do that. The way we did the bumper stickers is Jason and the guys at Outreach, you know, obviously we mentioned this, you know, they could not customize each bumper sticker with your church name on it. So we went to that other source with our tutorial that shows you how to do that. You would the first thing, and I don't know if this company does it, but the company that we suggest in the Easter plan, if you wanted to give them a call and see or look on their website deeper, we haven't done that to see if they want to do, if there's a window cling option, they may be able to provide that for you along with the customization. Okay. But I don't know. You'd have to kind of do your own research. Now, having said that, the bumper sticker can actually function as sort of a window cling. You know, we recommend doing the temporary bumper sticker, which has a different type of adhesive that comes off pretty easily. So, I mean, you can run with what we have there and just order those bumper stickers and just do like my daughter just did with some and put them on the rear window of her car. You know, instead, but, you know, I don't know what all you want to do with a window cling per se, but we don't have any other resource offhand that we can just say we can recommend. But, I mean, I don't know if Jason, we had this conversation in our meeting.
Yeah.
You know, window clings are kind of, that's like a different animal, but you can speak to that.
Yeah, so are you looking specifically for smaller window clings for car windows, or are you looking for, you know, large...
I think what we were thinking was the option of possibly a smaller window cling for the, like a back, you know, back windshield, back window.
Yeah, we don't do that. We do large, we do like 3x3 window clings that, you know, churches
would be
put up in their, on their like glass doors, you know, that are themed to whatever it is. So we do have those available.
Yeah.
But not like individual smaller window clings for like cars and that sort of thing.
So the 3x3 size is available through outreach.com, correct? Or the stickers banners.com?
Through outreach, we sell the window clings, the 3x3s.
Okay.
So if you're looking at, if you're interested in something like that, we can definitely create those using the, you know, the theme, the design that Scott and his team put together for the big invite.
Okay, and then also, if you don't mind me asking about the, you know, the graphics, if we wanted to, you know, put this in a new, in a newspaper ad, or are the graphics made available to us as well?
We could, in a newspaper, I mean, we could send you something that, that would be of the resolution that would allow you to do something like that, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then one other quick question, if you don't mind. I'm sorry, I had a list here. This is the last
one. That's great. No, that's what this is for. And by the way, for something special like that, if you wanted like a graphic piece, you know, just email me, ssmith@gabaptist.org, and I may put you in touch with somebody that's got – you know, like I said, just a little square banner or something that would go in a newspaper ad or something like that. But it'd have to come through our office. So.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
with regard to the postcards, and I know that tomorrow's the deadline to get the order in, correct? For the price break, correct?
Yes, tomorrow is the deadline for the special we're running.
Exactly.
But then,
with regard to going through the process of picking out neighborhoods, would we have time to do that? I mean, if we get the order in by tomorrow, but then would later on we go back and talk with y'all about what neighborhoods we're mailing to? You know what I'm asking? In other words, we don't have to decide by tomorrow the neighborhoods, do we?
Well, actually, that's in order to fully place the order, you have to put together your map. So.
That way you know how many to order.
That ordering process. Yeah, it's part of that ordering process in order for us to do that. So, like I said, if you could jump on the phone with one of our outreach specialists today or tomorrow, it's not a crazy process. They can walk you through that, and you can get that wrapped up.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate that very much, Whit. Okay, next one is, it says David Arnold. I hope it's David. 678. Is that David?
Hey, this is David Holmes. How are you?
Hey, good, David. Good. What's your question, brother?
I was just emailing you.
I'm trying
to get the number to your outreach specialist so we can actually make the phone calls needed to search out our map location and just get our invites going. I'm sorry. I just got on board with this, and we're just trying to get caught up.
Hey, no problem. No problem at all. Go ahead. Jason?
So the phone number for everyone, if you want to jot this down, is 800-991-6011.
Okay.
And if you want to jump on the website and take a look at what we put together for you guys, that's at outreach.com/big invite.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that big red button in the quick start section links directly to that page. So if anybody is just jumping on to the program, set aside 20 minutes today to read through the quick start guide section. It's about 10 minutes to read it. There's a 9-minute video, so that's about your 20-minute total. That's going to give you the lay of the land. It's going to give you the link. It's going to show you some of the materials and while we're working with outreach and what's up with that. So definitely the first thing you want to do is take advantage of that quick start section at the Big Invite Easter page. Thank you for that question, David. All right. What any other questions? If star 6 will get you in the question queue. Star 6 will get you in the question queue. And we can unmute your line, and you can just ask your question live to Jason. Anything at all. There's no such thing as a dumb question, only an unasked question. So please take advantage of being on the line with us today. Anybody else?
Scott, while we're waiting on another question,
yep. Mm-hmm.
One thing that I want to encourage the pastors to do is take advantage of that free offer that Scott and his team have generously, you know, provided for the Georgia Baptist pastors, and that is 500 free invite cards. And this is a way, these invite cards are small cards that you can put into the hands of your church attendees and encourage them to share them with, you know, coworkers, neighbors, classmates, whomever, and have all, you know, it's customized. You can customize it online with your church information, and they're just nice personal invitations. You know, really encourage your people to. Oftentimes, I've found as a pastor that, you know, you encourage people to invite someone to church or to an event or something, and whenever you put something physical in their hand, that kind of invitational encouragement helps them invite more people. So be sure to jump on and take advantage of that as well, and get those invite cards.
Yep. Yep. Again, the church that does saturation wins the day. It's very important to do all the pieces. So wireless caller, it says 478-494-2624. You are unmuted, and tell us who you are first, and feel free to ask your question.
Yes, hi. My name is Joe Bedgood from Swainsboro, Georgia, Dellwood Baptist Church. And my question, I have a couple, but one of them is there a way we can get the postal routes, I mean exactly like the routes that carriers run, that we can look that up online so that if we order, we're going to order a pile of them, but what we may do is we want to also follow some of the same routes in case we want to double up on them. In other words, we want to go door-to-door other than just putting out mailers and stuff. So is there a way that y'all recommend we can find postal routes so we'll know where they've gone, one thing, and then we can go back and double that up ourselves?
Yeah, no, that's great, Joe. Great question and great strategy as well. And what happens is whenever you put together that map with the mailing routes, you'll be able to look at that map and see that map. And so that map will outline the postal routes based on, you know, whatever streets surround, you know, create the boundary of that particular postal route. So you'll be able to see that, and then in your own neighborhood, you know, go to that same area and, you know, do the door hangers and kind of double up, like you said. So
where is that available at? I mean, other than like Google Maps or something, is there some quick resource is what I'm asking? Like, does the Postal Service give you a certain area that they carry that you can follow, or is there something probably available through the Georgia Baptist that I've just never looked at? It's probably available. I'm just not familiar where to find it at.
Yeah, so if you order a mailing, you get that map. So whenever you select wherever you want to mail, you will get that map as well. You know, I mean, it's yours because you select those, you get that map, and then you can just print it out and, you know, figure out exactly what areas you want to hit with your door hanger team.
Jason, in a conversation with a specialist, he'll say, this is our church, this is our location. And the specialists will start accessing that data, right?
Correct. Yep. And specialists will pull up the map and will begin working through and talking through what areas they want to mail. Then the pastor or whomever's responsible for setting up the mailing at the church, they will approve that map. They'll say, okay, yes, these are the places. You know, they'll get a copy of it, they'll approve it, and then they have that map. So that will be something that they'll get to hang on to for their outreach efforts.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, one more question, and I guess I could ask this to the specialist, but I've seen quantities, different quantities of orders up to like 5,000, but the next jump was to 10,000. So is there a gap where you can order 6,000 or 7,000 as opposed to going from 5,000 directly to 10,000, or how
does
that work?
Yeah, you can order exactly whatever number you want. So if you start working mail routes and it comes up to, you know, 7,123 are the number of houses, you can order 7,123. That quantity pricing is just where the price breaks happen.
So everything above 5,000 to 10,000 is at that 0.59 cent range.
Exactly.
Okay.
So sometimes,
5 cents.
Right. So here's one thing to keep in mind, and your outreach specialist can help you with this. Sometimes, let's say you're doing a mailing and, you know, you pick your mail routes and it comes out to be, you know, 9,120 houses. Sometimes it is actually less expensive to order 10,000 than it is to order 9,123. Just how, you know, just how the individual card price breaks. So, and they can kind of, they'll definitely let you know, hey, I can save you money and you can get more cards. And those cards you can either mail out, or those cards can just be shipped to the, you know, the extra cards can just be shipped directly to the church so that you can use them in other ways, you know, drop them off at Chick-fil-A if they let you or whatever, you know. And,
yeah,
and,
we're going to order extra. We're going to use the, you know, we're going to round up so we can put a little saturation out to ourselves and give the members a certain amount so they can personally hand out and then
Divide,
design outreach plan. Okay, thank you all very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it so much. All right, next call, Mount Gilead Baptist. You're on the line. Fred?
Yeah, Scott, this is a little bit, this is Fred Thompson at Mount Gilead Baptist Church, just outside Griffin. This may sound low tech. Is there a way to download or print out, you know, online you've got, here's week one, here's week two, here's weeks three, et cetera. Is there a way to print out a schedule or a timeline that I can use when I'm in a place where I can't pull up the computer?
I appreciate the question, but that right now there's not. And one of the reasons we haven't done that, like even if I put it over onto a Google Doc where you could just hit print, it's not going to have the embedded links. You know, there's so much of that that all links to somewhere else. But I don't mind doing that for you. What we would do is we would put it over into a Google Doc, and that way you could just pull it up, you click a link, pull it up, hit print, and it'll print on your printer there right in your office. The problem is you're going to have a lot of links in there that, you know, obviously you can't access on a piece of paper. So that's just something to keep in mind. But if you just wanted to have it with you, you know, so you can read through it and have it as a refresher, we can do that for you.
That would be a helpful thing to have.
Okay, Fred. I'm making a note right now, and we will be emailing that. We'll email out a link to that, and we'll also post it in the Facebook group when that is ready.
Okay. And that's the only question I've got for you now.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you, Fred.
Okay.
All right. Next one is, it says area code 404 Stovall, Loretta Stovall, I think it is. You're unmuted, and tell us make sure, if that's not your name, tell us who you are, where you're from.
Hey, Scott, it's Danny, Living Proof. One other question.
Okay, great, Tyron, Danny.
Tyron, Georgia.
Yep.
How about getting access to clip art, use like for bulletins and the thing to hand out with local programs within our church?
Yeah, there are bulletins is one of the order items.
Yeah,
there.
I'm aware of that, but just like I want to do incorporated in my regular routine Sunday bulletins and things of that nature.
Here's what I would recommend you do. I would recommend downloading the PowerPoint background.
Okay.
And opening up the PowerPoint. And here's a little trick. And this is for a lot of y'all on the line that want to use some kind of graphic. Again, if you email me, we can send you some kind of graphic, but this is a great trick that you can use to create your own graphic without any fancy software. But if you download the PowerPoint or the Keynote presentation in the resources section, it has a big blank box in the middle that'll let you put any text in it whatsoever, and it's got the background. Well, you can choose in PowerPoint when that thing is open to, I believe it's save as, or export as a JPEG file. So you can literally save a one slide as its own image. And then that can be what you use on any of your materials. So, I mean, the PowerPoint backgrounds are already really nicely designed. We have two versions of it for you. And so you could create you just open that PowerPoint download, put the text on there that you want, and then save that slide as a JPEG image.
I guess I'm a little bit more expensive. Tried that, and I couldn't get it to work. But I get one. I'll tell you guys to help me when I get back to the church. So,
And I don't want you to be stuck. If you don't have what you need, and if that doesn't give you what you need, then please, you know, shoot me an email at ssmith@gabaptist.org, and we'll work to get you, to the next point without, you know, getting stuck on one thing or whatever. We want to make sure you have in your hands what's going to get the word out. So,
yeah. I was just trying to be compatible with what you guys have got, and I couldn't even find a front that you
could. Yeah.
So I get one of our IT guys to try to help me with it, Tim. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, and you know, I need to back up a little bit. The PowerPoint is really for your church use, so it's talking about the big invite. If you do something with the Start Your New Beginning, then that would be a different graphic, which we can pull the postcard cover or something and just it's not a high resolution, but it'll be something that's printable enough, you know, that you could use it on a flyer or on a like a newspaper ad, like somebody mentioned earlier, or something like that.
Okay. Thanks, Scott. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, wireless caller 706-399-3990. You're unmuted. Tell us who you are, where you're from. All right. 706-399-3990, wireless caller.
Scott, this is Billy Atkins again from Waycross. I didn't hit star six. So I'm not sure how I got back on.
Oh, you got back in here. You snuck in, didn't mean to.
Well, let me ask this while I've got you.
Yeah.
The Start Your New Beginning, any kind of copyright on that, or can we make some pieces and put that on some stuff? Is there anything copyrighted about the Start Your
New Beginning? There's nothing copyrighted. No, there's nothing copyrighted. We've had a couple guys ask us questions, like they want to put some stuff into different things for Sunday school or something like that,
right.
And they just want to create it. And some guys are using some online tools anyway that they can whip stuff out quick, or Photoshop or whatever. Start Your New Beginning is the campaign theme. You can run with that as you see fit.
All right, absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. All right, any other questions? There are none in queue. If you have a question, star 6 will put you in the queue for that. So, okay, star 6 will put you in the queue. Thomas Hammond wanted me to mention that this year, annual meeting is going to be Win Georgia. Last year it was Unite Georgia. This year it's going to be Win Georgia. WIN Georgia, and it's I think it's so fitting because obviously we're going to be posting some big numbers from Easter. I believe there are a lot of people that are going to come to Christ as everybody on this call stands up, and if you're not the pastor, at least your pastor stands up and preaches the gospel and gives an invitation. Remember, in order for something to be evangelistic, three things have to be true. Number one, lost people must be present, okay? So this campaign is designed to get lost people in your church on Easter, more than you've ever had or more than you've had in a long time. Number two, the second thing that must be true in order for anything to be evangelistic, including Easter, is the gospel must be clearly presented. And number three, there must be an opportunity to respond. You may do a come forward invitation, a go to the back invitation, but an opportunity to respond to the gospel, pray in their seat, whatever, but we want to encourage you to make sure those things are true, that you've got lost people there, you're preaching the gospel, and there's an opportunity to respond. And when that's the case, then we're going to be amazed, I believe, at some of the reports that come out of this big invite campaign. I mean, it's going to be absolutely outstanding, and that's what this is all about. It's all about reaching more people for Christ, and we're doing it in a way that really is united. We're working together. And so I appreciate everybody on the call. I appreciate everybody that said, you know, we're going to be a part of this. We're going to make it work. And appreciate outreach. Jason, you guys have been great. I see that already there have been some questions in the Facebook group, and Jason's even been answering a few even on this call. He just posted the 800 number in the Facebook group that you can call to get direct help with a specialist, and they can get you what you need. So that's there. So if you're not a member of the Facebook group, go to the Big Easter Invite Campaign Group. Just search for that in the Facebook search bar, the Big Invite Easter Campaign Group, and that'll come up. Click join, and then we'll approve your membership pretty quickly. We're pretty much on top of that pretty quick. So Jason, let me check one more time real quick, see if there's any questions in the queue. There are not. So any final words for this call? And we'll tell you about our next call here in a minute.
Yeah, one thing I just want to say, it is an absolute privilege for us to be partners with you guys on this. this is what we live for. This is what we seek to do. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about reaching people who are far from God and introducing them to the hope and truth of Christ. So any way we can come alongside the local church and help make that happen, that's definitely, what our heart is all about. So it's exciting to be a part. I certainly appreciate Scott, you and your entire team there. Great people, great heart for the kingdom and just your care for your pastors and your churches there in Georgia is very, very evident. So it's fun to be a part of a team like that. And I just thank you for the opportunity we have to join with you in this endeavor. So,
man, it's been our honor. We do have one more question I want to get to.
Sure.
Here. Bond Memorial Baptist, you are unmuted. Announce your name, please, and ask your question. Bond Memorial 229-436-0169. You should be unmuted and you can ask your question.
Yes, sir. This is Hal, Director of Missions and Outreach here at Bond Church.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Hal.
Hey, I'm sorry to do late asking the question, but on the 11:45 that we have to do by tomorrow, we were just unclear. Does that include the mailing?
Oh, yes. That is all in. That includes absolutely everything.
Okay, and what was you at the beginning? You talked about a nonprofit status of the to have that mailing. Is that correct?
Yes. So if you already have your nonprofit authorization through the USPS, then we can just kind of take that and use that. And there's some technical things we have to do in order for us to kind of mail on your behalf. But if you do not yet have that, then one of our outreach specialists, we help churches get these every day of the week, and we help you do that. It's no cost, no charge. We just do it as a service to our churches, so they'd be able to answer your questions on that and help walk you through that process.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Hal, for the question. Appreciate it so much. All right, no other questions? *6 puts you in the question queue. How we appreciate that question. Anybody else? Okay, let's. I tell you what, we're gonna. If, Jason, if you're still up for it, let's plan on running another Q&A call Monday at 10:30 Eastern. Is that
perfect.
Okay with you?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, let's do Monday 10:30 Eastern, guys, and we'll post that again in the group. We'll also post the recording of this call. And so a lot of guys are still on the line. We actually have 28 still on the line, and we had a lot more than that. So incredible participation. I love every question, guys. So if you have a question, don't be stuck. We're here to help. We love the question because it helps us help you, but also it shows us the level of participation we're getting. I mean, the buzz is around the state is just incredible. I mean, Thomas Hammond and I are talking just about every day. He's president of the convention. We've got staff guys walking in my office telling me what they're hearing, what they're doing, what their churches are doing. I'm getting calls. I'm getting emails. Some of them don't have a question, Jason. It's just a thank you. It's like
awesome.
I'm getting thank you emails just saying, hey, thanks for all the hard work. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for putting this together. You know,
gotta
we're taking action.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, I would say, you know, for every one email we get, there's dozens more that feel the same way that didn't email. And so we're excited, guys. It's almost like there is a movement happening right now in the state around the idea of making Easter bigger than ever so that we can preach the gospel to more than ever. And we could, you know, 28,000 baptisms, we could shatter records. We could see more come to Christ. And you know, that if your church is a disciple-making church, everyone that comes to Christ potentially is going to reach more and duplicate and grow and multiply. We're looking at Easter additions because we have a multiplication kingdom mentality. It's ultimately about reproducing disciples. And so it's not just about conversions, it's about making disciples, but it starts with conversion. It starts with people coming to Jesus. Paul was clear when he said, how are they going to believe if they don't hear, and how will they hear if somebody's not preaching, somebody's not proclaiming to them? And Easter is a great time to do that. Guys, we're going to let you get back to your busy day and your busy week. Log it down, 10:30 Monday. Join us in the Facebook group. In the meantime, if you have any questions, Jason and I will be there answering. Jason, thanks again, man. Appreciate so much everything.
Thank you, Scott.
Okay, we're signing off.